The group's music is influenced by the Israeli and Palestinian conflict, as well as social issues that affect people's freedoms. In an interview with Time magazine, Tamer Nafar said that the conflict is their life and their window. Whatever they see, they write about. They also sing about issues such as terrorism, violence linked to illegal drugs, and women's rights. The group sings in Arabic, English, and Hebrew. Dam hopes to teach young people about their history and rights. They tell children not to be influenced by other people, but to learn on their own what is right and what is wrong. Children sing with them on the song Nair Bukra, which means change tomorrow. The children sing that they want education and the ability to change tomorrow.
The Israeli group Hadag Nahash also sings about the Palestinian and Israeli conflict in some of their songs. Other songs deal with issues like racism, women's rights, Israeli economics, class divisions, and politics. They want young people to question the issues that affect them and the future of Israeli society. Their political songs have caused public debates in Israeli newspapers, radio and television stations, and even Israel's parliament. In the 13 years the group has been together, Hadag Nahash has produced 5 CDs and has performed around the world. Many people have become interested in the band because of their song called The Sticker Song. The song includes words from stickers that are placed on cars in Israel. These bumper stickers are usually about political issues.
Socially conscious hip-hop has become a popular form of music around the world. It is possible that every country has at least one or two socially conscious hip-hop singers or groups. However, sometimes it is not easy to learn about these artists. Their music is suppressed in countries where freedom of expression is limited. These artists fear that they will get in trouble with the government if they sing about political issues. Some musicians do sing about political and social issues in suppressed societies. However, these musicians often sing in secret, and their music is not widely known.